sure is how you guys feeling today, Bachman?
What's up, man?
How you feeling
Feeling
today?
Pretty good.
That's great.
Feeling pretty good.
What about you, Hunter?
Oh, it's just normal day.
You guys want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Hunter. I'm 15 years old. I attend Field Kinley High School.
I am Braden Bachman, and I go to the same high school.
What's the chromosome count on you boys? Just for everyone watching.
If I knew, I'd tell you, but I have no idea.
Whatever the normal count is.
I think 43.
Okay, Bachman. So.
He's got the extra chromosome 21, though.
Nice. So, tell me about yourselves. Hunter, what are you all about?
I'm all about everything. Okay. Got for name, price tag, I got it.
Jesse, quit jacking off.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
So, it's interesting. Do either of you share a room with anyone?
No, I used did not. To. And I am very grateful that I do not have to.
So, yeah, what's fun about, like, what's fun about sharing a room is, like, we both equally troll each other a lot. Like, equally. When I'm doing this thing, I'll...
You just bully me.
Shut up, Jesse! So, yeah, like, I'll bully Jesse a little bit, and he'll just be generally irritating and a potato and not able to do anything for himself.
I
gotta, like, help. Our mom makes me, like, help him do stuff like his special helper.
Alright, so here's the real question.
Bunk bed.
Nice.
Bro, we can tell when each other are jacking off.
No, I don't want
Jesse swears he doesn't. Jesse swears he doesn't.
I said I don't do it.
He... Jesse, I don't believe you don't jack off.
Getting a little tense in here.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I'll be honest with the world. I'm a heavy breather. What about you guys?
Dude, I rule so much.
I don't know if I could agree and say I'm the same.
All right, then. You know, keep your privates private. I like that rule. Wish I could follow it myself. You know, like...
I'm sorry, what?
Like, I'm really open about, like, my bodily type stuff.
So,
you know, as gross as it is.
I can say that I am the same way.
Yay.
I'm pretty open, too. On that.
So, like... You know, sometimes I'll, like, wake up in the middle of the night and think that there's an earthquake going on, and I'll hear heavy breathing, and I'll be, oh, okay, Jesse. Then I'll just go back to sleep with the calm rocking of the bed.
That sounds like Jesse, if you ask me.
It's all fun and games till he whispers slurs.
Oh, no!
Slurs top three favorite.
Hey, Jesse, what's your favorite slur?
Queer.
He likes queer? He doesn't... I'm not going to say he doesn't like gays, because he has a few gay friends. But, like,
who?
He's definitely scared of gays.
Who are my gay friends?
You're friends with Kian.
No, I'm not. I hate him.
No.
You play Fortnite with him.
Just because of Valeria.
Okay, whatever, Jesse. So, yeah, he's scared of gays. I'm more down with gays.
I am. Gary, don't be saying this on the podcast.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fine with gays. You know, like...
Yeah.
You know, if you're gay, you can, like, sit next to me and be, like, kissing your boyfriend or whatever, and I'm fine. I'm not gonna have any problem with that. Wish I could say that more people were like that.
Well, dude, I would have a major problem with...
I'd have a problem with her just kissing right next
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, same.
Why is that?
Because I wouldn't like it if a boy and girl were kissing next to me.
Now,
yeah,
that's understandable.
Like if they're having a I don't like boys and girls having makeout sessions right next to me.
So, like, you know, I think as a society we need to be more comfortable with affection. You know, like, then it's not as shocking when our kids, like, see gay people for the first time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gotta, as of right now, it's kind of, you gotta accept it. There's no denying it anymore. Yeah. It's going, the world's going round and round, and gay people are staying with it.
And that's respectable, you know, like, you know, like, I fall on the libertarian side. And, it, like, that's my political party. And a good way to describe that is, like, we want our gays to be able to protect their marijuana plants with, like, guns. You know, all of the freedoms. Give me all of them.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing I have against it are the, like, everybody that just dresses out and shows how gay they are.
Yes! I didn't want to say that on the podcast, but that's what I'm against.
I don't care. I don't care if you're straight either.
Understandable, but like...
Also, those gay pride things and the gay pride month, like, that's pathetic. Who cares if you're gay?
I mean, like, the thing is, you may not care if people are gay, but there are, like, you know, whole groups dedicated to the downfall of gays and the killing of gays. All of the Middle East is pretty against gays, and they're pretty open about that. So, you know, like, America having a whole month dedicated to, like, hey, we support you. I feel like that means a lot to gay people. You know, to show that we do, like, accept those people.
I'm trying to think of how to, what to say to that. It's a pretty good counterclaim.
Yeah, I know. I'm so pretty speechless to that.
Like, I mentioned this in another podcast. Like, it was my lifeguard podcast, where I'm just, like, a natural, like, switch-type personality.
I watched it.
You know, like, nobody ever expects me to, like, be bipolar as fuck with, like, my, like, how I act. You know, like, 9 times out of 10, I'm, like, joking around about something dumb. But then, like, that 1 out of 10 time, I'll say, like, some intellectual type shit. And people are just always surprised by that.
Yeah. Gary, let me say, you are the biggest character I know.
What do you mean, character?
You're just an all-around funny guy.
Thank you for that. So, do you guys got any good stories?
I've chug splashes.
It's not that I don't have any good ones, Scott. I got too many.
Huh, feel that. So, let me tell you guys about, like, my unfortunate shower situation. It isn't the one that you guys are thinking about, though. So, like, the other day, I was washing my hair. For those of you who don't know, I have a lot of hair. Like,
I do know that.
I do know that, too.
I was, like, in my shower, you know, and I flicked open, like, with my thumb, the cap of the shampoo bottle. And it's, like, a good ways away from my face. And then, like, one tiny drop of, like, real masculine men body wash with, like, the little, like, crystal bits in it.
Yeah.
Like, flicks right into my eye. And I seen, like, the trajectory happen in slow motion, but I couldn't do anything. And it got me straight in the eye, and my eye was red for, like, a couple hours afterward. So, yeah, you know, like, that was pretty unfortunate, I think. When was the last time you burned something, Hunter?
I burned something,
Could be, like, a pizza, or it could be, like, a body.
Oh, that's a good one.
I got one.
2 months ago. Mm-hmm. I went to cook a pizza, got on Xbox, and had the pizza running all night long in the oven. All night long.
I bet you had some kind of smell in your house for, like, a few days.
No, but when I woke up, there was smoke, and I woke up to fire alarms, actually. It woke me up, and it's just smoking.
Ooh, so, like... How long do you reckon, like, the fire alarms have been going off, or did they just go off and wake you up at that moment?
Well, actually, they didn't wake me up, because that stuff don't wake me up, and my dad is not too happy.
You know, like, the last time I burned something was I was just sitting around bored, and I got, like, one of those little Germex bottles, and I made I tried to, like, make a tiny, like, Molotov cocktail.
Ah.
And, like, so I, like, took it, and, like, you know, like, a little hotel-sized bottle of, like, drink or something?
Yeah.
Like, I had one of those just laying around, so I poured it in there. And, like, I took a tissue, and I, like, stuffed it in there, you know? It didn't work out. It didn't work out.
Yeah? What was that? Yeah.
It smoked a lot, but there was no fire at all. Like...
Did you, like, throw it on the ground and try to bust it?
Yeah. Like, I successfully busted it. But, like, it was more that, like... The tissue that I was using just kept smoking a lot instead of, like, catching on fire. So, like, I was looking for, like, a rag or something that I could burn, because that's what I always see people use in, like, movies and stuff.
One thing I have noticed, Gary, is we both support the part hair.
Yeah.
I would, but my family will not let that slide.
Why would they not let that slide?
Yeah.
Your hair getting lengthy over a time.
My grandma makes me... have the shortest damn hair you'll ever see in your life.
I mean, like, that's not always a bad thing. Like, you can get interesting stuff done with that. And you don't have to take care of it as much, you know? Like, you still have to take care of it, of course, but, like, to a lesser extent than me and Hunter.
I'll be honest, that's why, because I refuse to take care of my hair. That's why.
Like, I think short hair, like, just as basic as short hair comes... looks much better than non-taken care of long hair. So you're probably making the right decision.
I prefer short hair, but my forehead's a six head, so you got a problem.
I feel like Jesse has an interesting look going on right now. You know, like...
What?
He's a real duality. Like...
What?
Like, whenever he gets a haircut, he looks super weird. But, like, I always get used to him, like... having, like, super long Harry Potter hair.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, Nick Morse needs a haircut so bad.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, let that man live his life.
That's fair.
You know, if he thinks he can, like, look good. You know, like, I think he listens to these podcasts. I have no idea. Uh-huh. Nick, keep on doing what you're doing. Like, I think that, like... with any length of hair, you can get it to a point where it looks good. Yeah, you just have to do something to it.
Tell me, Gary, what's the most views you've got on a podcast?
So, like, I'm nearing 300 on, like, one of my first ASMR episode. And that's 99% Indian people.
Indian people?
Yes, Indian. I don't mean, like... I don't mean, like, tomahawk Indian. I mean, like,
mean
dot the, Indian.
I mean, over the ocean.
I mean the fix the phones Indians.
Oh. Oh, God. If they listen to it, why be racist to them?
I don't think it's racist. Like, they do have, like, the highest numbers and stuff. Like, plus if you've ever, like, called, like, get an Apple fixed, that's 99% who it is. And I'm not saying there's anything against that, you know? They're smart enough people to where they can do that successfully and consistently.
Well, now that we're on the thing of telemarketers, I got a good story for you.
Uh-huh.
When I was about a month or two ago, I changed my name on Xbox. And if you want to take a guess, I changed it to High Key. Because that's our, like, clan on there on Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
And I changed my name to High Key Stank. Wouldn't let me do Dildo, so I did Dido.
Man, Jesse told me about that. I seen that. Salute.
And I tried to change it because my mother was very angry with that. I went and called them because I got hacked. And they were, like, so questioned about how did I get hacked? How did I get hacked? Well, I used a website that lets me change my name for free, and they told me they'd call me back in 48 hours. Never got a call back.
Bro, sometimes you just gotta pretend to be, like, stupid as fuck. Like, sometimes that's just what you gotta do.
Yeah.
Like, what happened if you are stupid as fuck? Kid. How do you pretend?
Then you can just pretend to be even stupider. Or you can just get away with whatever you get away with.
Or you can act smart.
Yeah, do make him do a double take. Braden, what you gotta do is you gotta cheat on your next tests and stuff, so they put you in a really high class.
200. Yeah.
Then you're like, surprise, bitches, I'm stupid as fuck.
Talking on the test though, I took math the other day, and I got done in like 20 minutes just clicking buttons because it got more than two sentences. I can't read it.
Understandable. 600. Like, me personally, I've never had a problem on those tests. Like, I'd probably be, like, placed, like, a grade higher or something if I could get math up. Like, I'm absolute garbage at math, but I always score, like, pretty highly on, like, language-type tests. I think that's just how my brain works. Like, I'm really good at talking, but I have no patience for writing.
Yeah.
And math, like I mentioned, garbage, trash, don't ask me to do math.
Oh, there it
is. Yeah.
Go ahead.
You were in my algebra class last year, Gary.
Yeah. Did you ever think to yourself, man, that one guy over there, Gary, he's stupid as fuck?
No, everybody tells me that you're pretty smart.
Yay.
Well, actually.
That's cool, because, like, that's something my confidence needed. You know, like, I ain't got anything for confidence in math. Like, somebody will, like, whisper something across the room for half a second, and, you know, my brain's already working to, like, justify why that was about me and why they were saying I was terrible.
I killed him.
So, like, Bachman, you said you had a good story about burning something?
Oh, yeah. All right. My little brother came over to my house.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on my mom's side. And he wanted chicken strips, like the Tyson chicken strips, right?
Uh-huh.
And I can't read at all. So I went and asked my dad, how much time should I warm them up for? I thought he said 4 minutes. I grabbed a plastic plate, put the chicken on it, warmed it up, and the chicken fucking evaporated. Like, it was complete ash when we touched it, it fell apart.
Jesus Christ, Bachman. Do you want to be able to live alone?
That's not even the best part. The plate literally stuck to the bottom of the microwave.
Oh, Bachman.
Dude, it took us a week to get the smell out of the house.
I can only imagine, because, like, burning plastic is, like, one of the worst smells I've ever smelled in my life.
Here, I've choked on this, you know.
Oh, man.
What is the worst... What's the worst smell you guys have ever smelled?
I got a good one.
What you got?
So, I was working for the city with Ronnie Robinette, if you know who that is.
I do.
Yep. And we were going to clean out this house, because that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Clean out people that have trash in their yard. And this man had a deep freeze. And it didn't smell too bad. We went, we pried it open. The deep freeze opened. And it was rotten meat in there. And it smelled like death. I was coughing. And I was about to puke. It was terrible.
So, like, that reminds me of a story that I read. Like, take this with a grain of salt, because this is from Reddit. Like, there was a similar Ask Reddit question to this. And if either of you are familiar with Reddit, like, basically everyone on Reddit sees these questions, then they publicly post their, like, stories and stuff to this. So, like, this dude supposedly was, like, a cop. And, like, some people found, like, a deep freeze that was, like, buried in the woods. and they opened it, and it was just like some really, really disgusting smelling like liquid. And that was because like, since it was in like a pressure controlled like deep freezer, you know, it stayed like too dense, and it'd been so like old that like the dead body in there, and they confirmed that this was a dead body in there, turned to liquid. Imagine what like an like a corpse smoothie smells like. That's what I can only imagine.
Oh no!
Tell me, Gary, how much money for you to take a drink of that?
Shit. So like that makes me wonder how I'd have to like find out how sick I would get. Like I know it would taste bad and that'd make me immediately sick, but like, am I gonna get like worms or something from this?
No, it's just the bad taste.
Okay, so it's just the bad taste, no permanent things.
Nope.
$200, I'm down. Hulk up.
Bachman, what about you?
I was thinking, 500.
For how much? Just like a cup, a sip. How much we talking
about?
Just
a little, yeah, just a little sip.
Oh, if it's just a little sip, I'll do 100.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable. I'll drink it. I'll drink somebody's like dead grandma. So, you know what? Imagine being like a professional grave robber. I bet you get some interesting stories from that.
Why the hell would you rob graves for a living?
I mean, people bury their old relatives with like
valuables.
Yeah. You know, like imagine digging up like Bill Gates and he has like 12 like gold and diamond rings on, and he has like a bunch of computers and stuff in his grave. I would rob Bill Gates' grave.
Oh, I thought grave robbers took the dead bodies.
I mean, they can, but I don't see why you would.
For kidneys and shit?
Yeah, but those are like all rotted and stuff. And sometimes they like take out those if they're donors.
Right, and I'm pretty sure them kidneys are done after like 2 days of them being dead.
That's a fair point.
Actually, I don't have a clue, so.
You know, that sounds fair though, because like.
I have to go back.
You know, the body starts like decomposing pretty quickly. Like, you guys ever heard the term rigor mortis?
No,
I haven't. No, sir.
So, rigor mortis is when something dies, all of its muscles tighten up immediately. So, like. If you, like, got hit by a car or something and you died, and they just left you on the road for whatever reason for, like, you know, a couple hours, then somebody tried to move you, like, if your leg was, like, to a weird... If your leg was, like, at a weird angle or something, it's staying at a weird angle for, like, a while more.
I think that Arnold Schwarzenegger'd be a pain to move.
Mm-hmm. Like... you can really notice this process in, like, the wild if you have, like, mice or something, and you, like, get them in, like, a mousetrap, and they're, you know, if they, like, get hit at the beginning of the night, then you come and pick up their traps at the beginning of the morning, you'll see that, like, their tail is completely stiff. Yeah, that's rigor mortis.
Did they die? Now, I thought the mousetrap is trapping them. Does that kill them immediately?
I mean, there are some that do both. Like, the ones, like, the classic cartoon-looking ones where it's, like, a wire thing on a plastic... I mean, on, like, a wooden piece thing. That kills them. That kills them pretty quickly. Sometimes almost instantly. But, like, there are some where it's, like, supposed to be more humane about it.
My dad got one. Because we had a mouse. And it just... completely snapped his neck.
Yeah. You know, like, snapping the neck, though, that's probably, like, one of the, like, faster ways to go, so I can respect mousetraps in that sense. You know, I'm glad it didn't suffer for too long.
That's just the worst thing you could ever do is suffer to death.
Oh, absolutely. What do you guys think would be the worst way to die?
Drowning.
Now, all I can understand drowning because I'm a lifeguard. Like,
well, I would say drowning, but I have went underwater or drowned. I had to be saved by a lifeguard. It's really not that bad.
I mean, like, did you lose consciousness?
Yes. I completely...
None of those.
Yes.
Interesting.
I woke up spitting up water.
So imagine, like... I imagine, like, drinking acid probably hurts a lot. Because it, like, burns through, like, the bottom of your stomach and, like... Then it just makes its way to, like, your other organs and stuff. And then the next thing you know, you're peeing out blood.
Or burning to death. That would be terrible.
Burning to death would be terrible. I heard this thing in the movie where it said, like, a human body takes 4 minutes to char completely. And that's not even, like, 100% dead. So, yeah. Don't burn to death, children.
So, Gary. Mm-hmm. Or Hunter. Would you guys rather burn or freeze to death?
Ooh, that's an interesting one. Because, like, at a certain point of being cold, you know, you just,
start
like...
burning.
Yeah, you just start burning, then feeling nothing. I feel like it would take a while to... It would probably take a while to freeze to death, though, depending on how cold it was. You know, like... I guess it really depends on how cold, like, the area is. Because, you know, if you just, like, got transported to, like, I don't know, like, Antarctica, you die within, like, an hour or something. But if you get, like, sent to, like, the darkest point of space, you just die instantly.
This is, like, a scrim.
So I suppose that, like, changes it up for me.
I'm about to shock like that.
So, I think, for me... It'd probably have to be burning, because that's, like, a consistent, like, 4 or 5 minutes of terrible agony. Not, like, an hour or a day. So. Y'all ever made any weapons? Like, homemade them?
I've tried it, and I'm not too good at it, but I can say I've tried it.
What have you tried to make?
You know, like, how... That story of the Bible of David and Goliath. And David had that little rock shooter thing. I can't think what they call it.
A slingshot, you say?
Yeah, yeah. I've tried to make a handful of those.
Why can't they fight each other? This man's
Bro, I'm pretty sure that those don't actually exist. I've never seen one that worked. I've never seen... Like, I've seen them at a store, but they broke immediately before I could even, like, attempt to use them. So I'm pretty sure... The Bible lied to you, at least in that one sense. Ooh, spooky. Bachman, you ever try to make a weapon?
I was thinking. I don't think so.
I've also made a homemade flamethrower. Pretty sure everyone's done that one.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter made a homemade bomb.
Nope, never did that.
So once I made my own firework, or what was supposed to be a firework, like, I took, like, 30 firecrackers, like, the little ones, and I put them into, like a toilet paper tube. Like, I put all the gunpowder in there.
Yeah.
Then I took, like, a long, like, the string thing that, like, burnt, like, the fuse from the... Because I got these out of, like, one of the ones where it, like, burns one long thing, then they all go off one by one. So I took that part, then I put it in there, then I put some gasoline on there for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, I'm surprised I didn't die or something.
Sounds like you're trying to make methamine, Gary.
Bro, like, for a while, I was interested on how I could make meth, because I, like...
Oh.
Like, I was curious, because, like, I watched Breaking Bad when it was, like, big. And I was like, ooh.
If the police are watching this, he is just kidding.
No, like, I didn't successfully make meth, but I was interested. Come on, you're slightly interested. I know you are.
No, I'm not.
No, no.
So you're saying you don't want to know how to make meth?
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to be a skill to know, but I don't specifically want to make
a
it.
A skill to know? Why would... Explain to me why that would be a good skill to know. So you can make meth in prison or something?
If you ever run out of money, you got a way to make it.
So, like, let's talk drugs, boys and girls. So, with, you guys might have heard about this a while ago. So, in Denver, shrooms were made legal. Did you guys hear about that?
No. Yes, I have.
And what are you guys' thoughts on that? You think that's cool?
I won't lie, I thought they were legal everywhere.
No, they aren't legal. Like, most psychedelics are illegal.
Well, I was told that California legaled them, too.
Yeah, I think so. Like, as a whole, they're legal in California now. Yeah, so that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
I'm pretty sure cocaine's next for Denver.
I don't know. I think there are a few, like, steps you go to before, like, before cocaine. Like, my order of, like, dangerous drugs, it goes, like, weed, like, mushrooms, LSD, and LSD.
Bath salts.
Nah, bath salts is, like, way up there. Then it's, like, cocaine. But I feel like there's some more that I just don't know about. You know, because there are a lot of drugs out there, boys and girls, listening in the audience.
Dude, Spice.
Denver always remain on top. They will always have the new and improved drug for, I can't think what it's called, recreational use.
Yeah, but you know, like, what I don't like to be, like, what I personally don't agree with is, like, the taking of, like, for recreational purposes, I mean, like man-made stuff, like cocaine is bad, LSD is bad, like all of the ones that nature didn't make, because, you know, like the ones that nature made, like humans only had a hand in making, you know, because we like domesticated that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But like if men made it, I don't like if it's like in a lab coat, like, and you can't recognize any of the pieces that are going into it, then I feel like for me there'd always be like a trust issue with it. You know, like, if you take LSD, you don't know if you're actually taking, like, K2 or something.
No, K2, that is, fake weed, am I correct?
So, like, that's what it originally was. But then, like, people found out that if you take, like, a certain amount, you basically go temporarily insane. Like, do you know the mind-altering effects of PCP?
Yes, I believe I do.
So, like, you know, you kind of go numb to pain for a little while, and you get incredibly angry. You know, you'll want to run, you'll get meth energy, of course.
That doesn't sound like a good combo. Angry, no pain feeling.
Yeah, so, like, people will just, like, run into walls and stuff and just, like, beat the shit out of walls and stuff. Or any poor bastard unlucky enough to get close to them during that point.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry for laughing. I'm going hell.
No, that's pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
The drug crocodile that just eats your skin alive.
Like, I'm interested in, like, who would ever want that. Like, you gotta start off with all drugs. There's gotta be, like, a point.
That's meth heads on meth right there.
Yeah, it's like meth squared. Quick maths. So, like,
Jesus,
there's a drug for anything, boys. And, you know, maybe that's a good thing, because maybe in the future there'll be, like, super cancer and only meth can cure it.
No, I believe that there's a cure for cancer. They just are keeping that behind the belt.
Honestly, same. Because how much money goes to it? You know how much money the government would be banking?
There's a cure for everything, I guarantee it.
Yes.
Now, I don't know about a cure for everything. Like, the thing about scientists is, like, they can't work together for shit. You know, especially across borders. I think if, you know, we got a bunch of scientists to work together, like, more than what we just have in America, then yeah, we could probably have, like, cures with, like, in a year for, like, anything.
Now, one thing I do think that they have not cured is the common cold.
Why do you say that?
Because that, they don't make much money off it, I would say. And, I mean, it's nothing huge.
I mean, like, there are simple cures, you know, that, like, just help prevent it. Like, isn't that what some of the vaccines are for?
I don't believe so, no.
Hmm. Well, you know, like an immune system shot, I guess, would help. I think, yeah. Like, humans have gotten to a point where, like, our immune systems are just on par with, like, a lot of things.
Yeah, I believe our immune systems are getting weaker.
Why do you say that?
Because we just take drugs for everything whenever we're sick.
I mean, like, there are two ways to look at it. Like, there are the ways that, like, you think about it, that it's, like, not our immune systems taking care of it. Or there's the way that I think of it, to where it's, like, the drugs that we take help strengthen our immune system, which is, like, the point of a lot of drugs. And, you know, like, if you have to choose between, like, suffering a lot and going into, like, a weaker state, because when you're sick, you're in a weakened state. You know, nobody can deny that part. You know, I think people are going to choose to have their immune system strengthened. How strong they will be, like, if all of the drugs are stopped provided to them. You know, maybe in a few generations our immune systems, we're going to find out, are weaker than, like, peasants in, like, 1300s. But as long as we keep the flow going, we should be fine.
I feel like tap water and stuff make you sick on purpose through tap water.
I don't know about that, like...
Yeah, I don't know about that one either.
Now, I know that, like... So, in Coffeyville, for all the viewers who don't know about Coffeyville in bumfuck Kansas, we have a co-op, and that's, like, basically our only thing we have here. And, you know... Like, our water is pretty bad, it's pretty gross, just because, like, the co-op is, you know, it does fracking stuff, I guess, and it's, like, pollution type. You'll know if you, like, go to, like, somewhere else then come to Kansas, that we have, like, a certain smell in the air. So, you know, like, I just don't trust a lot of, like, our water for that reason. Like, I don't think they're trying to do it on purpose, but I believe that there are people who sign off, like, yeah, this water is fine. Even knowing, yeah, it's not fine.
Now, in my opinion, I believe tap water tastes better than filtered water.
I mean, there are different flavors of water. Like, I don't even mean, like, different flavors. I mean, like, different brands taste differently. You know, I like tap water also. But, like, I really enjoy Life Water.
Mm-hmm. You can't... I used to think people that drunk that, like, expensive $3 water...
Mm-hmm.
We're idiots, but you can't hate until you try it, because it tastes a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Like, I've had, like, in my entire life, like, 5 bottles of Life Water, and those were probably the most hydrated I have ever been in my life.
All that creative looks, you can just crank 90s.
So we're going out with the weird questions. I have a question for both of you.
Yeah.
If you had a place to visit anywhere, where would it be?
Ooh, a place to visit. So, like, that's a tough one. Like,
yeah, same.
I know.
There are a lot of where are you going?
I'm going to Syria.
Why do you want to go to Syria? That sounds terrible.
Why not?
Because, like, they don't like white people there, so it'd be a bad place for you.
I'll tell you what, you strap up 2 AKs and you go to town on them.
I mean, yeah, but like, you know, 2 AKs. I think it's going to take more than 2 AKs for like an entire country America's been trying to inject freedom into for a while now.
Hey, Gary, where did you say again? My mic just went ape shite.
I mean, like, Germany sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they have a lot of weird customs just because Nazis happened. And I want to see, like, that firsthand. Like, they don't have parades in Germany because the last parade to go through was, like, when America was really, really happy that we killed Hitler. Well, we didn't kill Hitler, but, like, we kind of got him to kill himself.
But is he really dead?
I think so. I'm pretty sure.
No body was ever found.
I mean, like, there was a body, but it was, like, charred and stuff, so it's, like, one of those unsolved mysteries.
All those conspiracy theories do is make you think.
Yeah, but, like, I don't see the harm in just believing that, you know, he killed himself. It's definitely best for, like, country's interests. You know, and, like, plus, what would be the harm? He'd be, like, a senile, like, 102-year-old man at this point.
Yeah, that's fair. That's what I was thinking.
Imagine just, like, an old man coming up to you, and he's like, Arkendyken, and, like, crazy German accent, and he's just, like, yelling at you really angrily. But then a nice young woman comes up to you, and she's like, don't worry about him. He's just, he's just senile. He's got the dementia.
He just burned the Jews.
So have either of you met our new foreign exchange student?
Which one?
Which one? There's a like, bunch of them.
Any of them?
No, I have not.
I said, hi, and how are you?
To which one?
He respond? I don't know.
Describe him. Did he look Asian?
He's on the football team.
Oh, yeah. Isn't he from Spain?
I think.
Actually, yes, I have spoke to one. Charles Manson.
Bro, Charles Manson was, like, interesting as fuck. Let's be real.
He had caves. He brainwashed people.
That's so cool, right? He really got people to, like, commit murder and stuff just because they liked him a lot.
They said that he could have been the next rock star of his time.
So, yeah, like, do you know much about his, like, rock story?
Yeah, he lived with a person that was in a band, and they said they had to kick him out because he's crazy.
Yeah, he hung out with, like, the drummer of the Beach Boys, and in, like, payment for letting him live with them, he would let him have, like, his choice of any of, like, the Manson girls. But he had to kick him out because they kept on giving him, like, gonorrhea.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, he actually has, like, a whole, like, country album out. Are either of you into country music?
Kind of.
Yes, it depends on a mood, honestly. I'm into all music.
I'd suggest listening to Charles Manson's music. His album was called Cult of Personality. And this was before he even, like, did a lot of cult stuff, so that's interesting to me. Go on.
Yeah, he was very interesting, and he didn't do bad things. I guess he made people do bad things for him.
I don't know, like, the farther you look back, the more, like, the more criminal a character he becomes. Because, like, when he was, like, just a boy at, like, foster school, like it was one of the, I don't know what it's called, like, military school or whatever, where, like, they send you off and you're, like, with troubled boys.
Boarding school?
Yeah, boarding school. He was, like, a ward of the state for a while. And he got himself kicked out of, like, this boarding school. Because, like, he raped this other kid. Oh. He was, like, 11 years old, and he raped a 9-year-old. So, yeah, like, there's something.
Now, did he ever go to Alcatraz, or is Alcatraz not around there?
I think he went to Alcatraz, but, like, I don't know how long Alcatraz was in, like, use. Because he was really active around, like, the San Francisco area, and that's where, like, Alcatraz is located.
Yeah, I'd really like to visit Alcatraz.
Why did they get rid of Alcatraz?
I mean, just because, like, you know, like, prisons just kind of go out of, like, fashion, you know? Like, either because they couldn't get up, like, to code or anything. Just because it was getting old and they needed a new one. But yeah, it was a pretty effective prison.
Back in the day, it was almost easy to get out of prison. But now it's like almost impossible.
Yeah.
Because they said people could escape Alcatraz, but they couldn't go through the water. They'd drown.
Huh?
Yeah.
I'm not. Like what?
You know, there's only one known person who's, like, supposedly been able to escape Alcatraz.
Yeah, on the homemade boat.
Yeah, homemade boat. And that's still, like, not 100%. Like, they found his, like, boat crashed and stuff. So it's, like, a big leap of faith, assuming that he made it out to, like, the area. And they've gotten a couple of anonymous letters in, like, that time period where it claimed to be him and he was free. So, yeah, you know, food for thought.
Some of them insane people are smartest people you'll ever know.
Oh, yeah. So, I have an interesting thought on, like, prisons.
Mm-hmm.
What we should do is... Wait, why didn't I mute Bach? Hold up. So, there you are, what? Bach.
What happened?
I muted you by accident. So, I want us to, like, double down on how tough our prisons are. And if you can escape, you're just free. Because, you know, it seems kind of dumb to me to give somebody more than, like, 1 to 2 life sentences. Like, then you're just kind of being extra at that point.
No, but, I believe that, on marijuana, if you've done it and they legalized in that state, that they should automatically let you out.
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
You know, like, it's actually a very common thing. They did this in California. Mm-hmm. If you had a drug crime under marijuana, they just, like, scrape that right off your thing. So that's cool. That's what a lot of people are hoping for over here, just so they can, like, have the ability to vote and stuff again. Because if you're a felon, you can't vote for, like, president.
Nope. Oh, yeah. I won't lie, I did not know that.
Yeah. I think that's kind of an interesting, like point for America. Like, yeah, that's pretty... Like, it makes sense, but, like, I think that there should be, like, higher crimes than just, like, drug crimes. You know, if you killed someone, you can't vote. But if you were smoking the devil's lettuce in, like, your own car and you weren't hurting anybody, yeah, I don't think that they should not be able to vote.
It shouldn't affect you. You are correct.
I want to die of...
You know, like...
What's your opinion on the death penalty?
Ooh. I think in some scenarios it's, like, it, like, does its job. Because there are people who just live to be in jail. Like, you might remember, like, headlines a while ago. There was a 76-year-old man who was deemed, like, not dangerous. He raped, like, 6 women, like, before he got in jail, of course.
Yeah.
And he killed, like, 10 people. And, like, as soon as he got out of jail, he immediately killed, like, 3 more people.
Why did they let him out?
Because they deemed him not a threat. Like, he successfully convinced courts that he wasn't a threat anymore. So, you know, I think in that sense, like, I don't think we needed him as a society. And, you know, if he's not going to get out, I personally think, like, life in jail is much worse than death.
I agree. I would rather die before I rot.
Yeah, like...
Same.
You know, you guys ever heard the tale of Purple Aki?
No, I haven't.
No, I've not.
So, he was, like, a story in, like, England and stuff that they told the kids so they didn't, like, go out and just play with random people. But he was a real person, too. Purple Aki was the dude who got, like, the most accounts of, like, sexual assault and stuff and, like, rape.
Mm-hmm.
In 1 year, he got 76 accounts of indecent exposure. That being where his classic thing, because he's a 7-foot-tall black guy who's, like, very well built. He would go up to, like, high school students, like, boys, of course, and he would, like, feel up their muscles and stuff. And then he would be like, "I bet you can't bench me." Then if they tried to not bench him, he would just beat them up. But if they benched him, you know what they would feel on their, like, back area? Like a 7-inch dick. So, yeah, you know, 76 counts in 1 year. Then, like, a few years after, he got, like, 100 counts in 1 year. It was crazy.
And they just kept letting him go?
Until they didn't. I think he got the chair.
Crazy.
Yeah, Purple Aki. That man lived to rape.
We have quite a few sex offenders in Coffeyville.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep, well, we used to live by one. He went by the name of Skittles.
Really? Yeah. Why'd you call him Skittles?
Well, I didn't. It was just his nickname because he really liked boys.
Ah. How involved were you with, like, Mr. Costello's thing?
How involved was I with what?
Mr. Costello's whole situation? Like, how aware were you of that?
I knew the very first day it happened because Gary Smith posted on a story and made thousands of memes of it.
Bro, I have made so many memes.
So, Gary, I won't lie.
In the audience, add me on Snapchat at the Sweet Baby G.
Gary, yes, I will not lie to you, dog. Mm-hmm. I really didn't know what happened.
Oh, really? So, basically, Costello has been for years, like, feeling up girls, flirting with girls in his, like, class.
I heard about that one, but that's it.
Everything you can do before, like, straight-up raping. You know, like... I know my aunt was a victim. I'm not going to say her name because I don't know if she wants her business out there. But, like, a couple of years ago, she, like, pressed charges because he felt up her boob. And, like... Yeah, like the Coffeyville police couldn't do anything because, like, his church got him, like, a good-ass lawyer.
Like, yeah, he's always nice to me. I never had him in the class that had Mr. Sizemore.
Oh, yeah, super nice guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, but only I thing can I can say you. About him, you know. Okay. He did like him young.
The only thing I feel bad for is his wife and kids.
You know, his kids were homeschooled.
Yep.
Poor woman's probably gonna, like, have to move somewhere just to, like,
they I don't still know, get out of that line.
Sure do. Who knows how long that'll last, though, because, like, I don't know if Mr. Costello's working anywhere. I don't know where it would have him, because, like, I'd say most of the community knows about his antics. I don't know, a fair few parents got their, like, they want to have their ways with him. And his wife didn't work last time I checked, but I have no, like, adequate information on there.
Yeah, he was booked for 30 days.
Yeah.
30 days? I already got state.
That's it?
I mean, and he has to, for, like, the next 17 years, he has to register as a sex offender. But from what I've heard is that, like, more girls are, like, pursuing him now because, like, they're trying to get their way with him in court. So, like, maybe in the future we'll see, like, a few more happenings.
That's... Yep. I don't know what to say about that because some people, girls, just like to do it because the other one's doing it.
Oh, yeah. Like, there, of course, are fake ones. But I know, like, basically any girl with, like, any kind of body, he was really all about them. So, you know, like, I don't think that, like, any of them would be thrown out if they had any, like, evidence. Because so many people in the community are against him now. Like, it will be, hard finding, like, a court where they're not, like, biased against him already.
Especially if they have kids.
Oh, absolutely. So yeah, I pity him in that sense. Because, you know, you're supposed to be judged by a jury of, like, your peers who are, like, you know, neutral towards you. Like, they have no swings either way. But, you know, in, like, a little town like Coffeyville, I think court-wise we'll push that rule to the side every once in a while. Well, most times, I mean. Just because, like, they're not going to pull people from, like, way out of town to just come to do court. So, yeah. Good luck to him in any of his future, like, endeavors.
Now, could he still get a job as a teacher because he resigned before he fired him?
Nah. Since he's a sex offender, he can't come within, like, 100 meters of, like, any school. So yeah, his teaching career is done for 17 years.
Wonder where he's gonna find his job.
Wouldn't know. So, like, makes you wonder. What do you think that, like, he will say to get a job. Because,
yeah,
you know, he has to say something. It'll probably be a lie. He'll probably, like, embellish one of his skills somehow. Because that just seems to be, like, the type of way where Mr. Costello would. Like, he's not going to let his family starve just because he can't get it. Just because he has to register as a sex offender. Maybe he'll pretend to be, like, an expert at something.
Like, you'd almost have to go back to school.
Oh, yeah. But how's he going to do that?
Online school. Can't get in trouble for that.
Bro, imagine if that's, like, how it worked, though. Like, if you even looked up, like, the word school on Google, like, police burst down your door.
Ha! Yeah, open up.
Now, I will say, he is a very intelligent man.
Oh, I agree. Like, you know...
Everybody said that the girls have always got more help than the guys.
Yeah, yeah. Like, one thing that I, like, think is just hilarious to me. You guys might not, depending on how Christian you are. But, so, you guys have heard the term creationism before?
Yes, I have.
Yes, sir.
So, in school, what they're, like, really supposed to teach is, like, evolution. Even though both are still considered a theory, and in the scientific community, they quote-unquote have to count them as equal. You know, nobody is going to teach creationism because, like, you know, that a lot of parents don't like that because that brings in, like, you know, religion into stuff, and not a lot of parents like it when their kids bring religion into school. So, you know, I just think that's hilarious that he was actively going to, like, teach creationism.
Well, Mr. Sizemore himself did it, too.
Really? That's interesting.
Yes, sir. I believe that it's a part of Kansas now, and they have to touch on it.
So, like, I only know that. I don't know any, like, other, like, stuff about it. Because, like, Mr. Kiebert are, like, permanent sub after that. Like, he was commenting on how dumb that was. And I was like, oh, really? Yeah.
I don't believe in evolution, if you want to be honest. I just don't believe that that can be a thing.
I mean, it makes sense to me, but, you know, I respect your, like, right to have that opinion.
Dude,
can I ask why
Big
that
Bang
is?
Big Bang Theory, I just don't know how that would be even reasonable.
Well, like, the Big Bang Theory is, like, you know, so here's how I understand it. You know, the matter has always been there. It's just that at a point it got so dense it just, like, bursted out like matter has a tendency to do.
Yeah, but how could we reproduce? How do we come out of, like, it's just questions on questions stacked.
Okay, so, like, my thought on that, you know, the universe was born on chemicals combining. Like, a simple way to put it, in my opinion, is, like, imagine all the baking soda particles in the universe came together with, like, the vinegar particles in the universe. So they all right. fizzed up at one time and spread everything out. Mm-hmm. So yeah. on Earth, we were lucky enough to get, like, a bunch of the right, like, chemicals and materials and stuff. All the stuff that we still have. You know, and, like, so America, I mean, not America, Earth was, like, really, really hot at a time because of, like, lava and stuff. And it had, like, clouds, you know, just form because of, like, the water that evaporated all the time.
Yeah.
Thick enough clouds, you know. Plus, they weren't just normal clouds. They were clouds with, like, a bunch of just raw materials, like, mixed into them. Then, like, out of that chemical soup came, like, two things that just connected and made something that we consider life, like, the first alive cell. And then that kept on happening, and then those cells combined to make something that functions better in that environment.
My question on the evolution theory is that we came from apes, or what is that fully evolution?
So in evolution, everything comes from something. Like, a good way to put it is, like, humans came from monkeys because, like, monkeys, they weren't as efficient in, like, European areas because how to put this, like, they couldn't walk, they couldn't swim and stuff, and monkeys wanted that ability, so they slowly trained themselves over thousands of years to be able to do that. And, like, just like the circumstances that they were in, it made it to where, like, you know, bald ones, they mated more because that was more, like, a trait that was needed. You know, whatever they found attractive was, like, a trait that was needed in that area. That's why, like...
Now, Gary.
Yeah.
You have your own podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever watch any of the YouTubers' podcasts? Like, for example, Logan Paul? Impulsive?
I don't watch Impulsive because I think Logan Paul as a whole, like, as a human, is a tumor. But, okay. Like, I do watch The Official Boys. If you like podcasts and you like my podcast, you'd be really interested in The Official Boys. They're on YouTube. It's pretty good.
I'll have to check them out because I do enjoy Logan Paul's podcast. I hate to say it, but I really do.
And, you know, there's nothing wrong about that, you know. I just think that there's a lot of stuff that makes me not like him, like, slightly. And it all just kind of comes together. You know, like, I watched one of his videos, like, one time, and it was for children. Hey, Mom.
Hey, whenever we get out of the car, did I grab my charger?
I don't think you did.
Okay. Hunter, did I ever tell you? You know the day his video that really killed his career was posted, Hunter?
Yeah, I think I watched that before.
I did. I can tell you exactly where I was, too.
It's like where you were on 9/11.
Because me and Brayden used to actually be fans of him and watch him.
And talk about his videos every day. And I watched it, like, at nighttime, and I was in my grandparents' basement. I just got done watching a 100 crate opening on Rural 2, and I was just chilling with the Pepsi right next to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say I was never Jake Pauler, and so that was Brayden.
Yeah, I was ready to say. At one point, I did love Jake Paul. There was a point.
His videos are just terrible.
I know. I don't know how I liked it, but I did.
I mean, like, for me, I don't like his videos because, like, he's very over-animated, and I don't like that type of personality. And, like, I really didn't like that thing because, like, his base audience is, like, they're, like, 11-year-olds who play a lot of Fortnite. You know, not saying, like, people like you who are, like, in high school and stuff and a little bit more mentally mature aren't there, but that is, like, a majority of his audience. And, you know, he was dumb enough to think, yeah, this is a good idea here. I'm gonna show my entire fan base this.
Now, YouTube OG, Filthy Frank, you all know who he is?
Oh, I fuck with Filthy Frank.
I've never watched him.
Oh, you gotta watch him, Braden.
I don't even lie. I've never heard of him.
Or where he went?
What? What'd you say, Hunter?
Does anybody know where he went and what happened to him?
Oh, yeah. You don't know about this? Or are you just asking for sake of, like, talking?
I'm just asking for sake of talking because I think I know, but I'm not 100%.
So, Filthy Frank, YouTube OG, done it since 2014. He, first of all, invented the Harlem Shake.
That is correct.
So he did YouTube videos like 12 through 16, I think. And he had like 2016 edginess. You know, that was cool back then.
He could definitely could not. He'd be banned off YouTube if he still made videos.
Well, where he is now is he started making legitimate music. One of like his main things that he did when he was like a YouTube star was he would go into his persona Pink Guy, who would just like act retarded all the time, like, and he would make like silly music, you know, silly music just for the sake of like
Brayden knows who that is.
Like, you know, he just liked to say like cock and balls and pussy and stuff.
And I probably heard one of his songs.
He's the one that made the STFU song.
Oh, then yeah, I know who Filthy Frank is. I've actually watched a few of his videos then.
Sorry for not saying the words. I I took on the challenge to not cuss anymore.
Oh, that's good.
Really? I could never do that.
It's a little tough when I've been cussing since I've been 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's 61.
What about, like, pseudo swear words? Like, words that are just not okay to say but aren't really, like, swear words, like jizz, cock.
I'd say them on occasion.
Oh, no, mine's 50, actually.
But, I mean, would you say them now? Since you're, like, done swearing, do you count those as swears?
It just depends on the occasion.
But I mean, like, would you be willing to say it right now, or is that counted in, like, your thing of no swearing?
Cock.
Wow.
Wow.
Can you say, like, butthole?
Yes, that's just... Dang. Yes, I'll say butthole.
What can about you say asshole? Porn? Yeah, what about porn?
No, I will not say that.
You won't say porn? One?
No, I will not say a-hole.
Okay. So, what about jackass? That's in the Bible. What if you were, like, referring to, like, a donkey? Would you say jackass?
Yes, I would.
Would you say whore? Is whore bad?
Yeah, I'd say that, too.
Okay, so, like... Let's go into the sexual diseases category. Would you say chlamydia?
Yes.
Would you say HPV AIDS?
No, I do not say that, because that's just... I used to, but I just feel like that's wrong.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Would you say cock and ball torture?
Repeat that question.
No.
I want to clip it for my own personal use. Say cock and ball torture.
Cock and ball torture.
And tomorrow we're doing groups.
Okay, that'll be fun to use. This part isn't even going to appear on the podcast. That's going to be my own thing. So,
why won't it be here, Gary?
Nah, I'm just kidding. It will. So, let's think of some more things, Braden. I know you're a little foul mouth.
Well, I don't know what would be bad for the podcast that you have edited out. That's
Braden,
why.
First thing that comes to your mind, say it now.
Teats.
Teats?
Why would they suspend
you? No, cheese.
Cheese.
What?
Okay, so. Can you say foreskin?
Oh my god.
What?
Would you say foreskin, Hunter?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Let me think. What are some pseudo swear words? What do you think was the worst swear word?
The worst swear word.
Yeah.
I can't really say what I think the worst word is, but I can tell you the one. That I was hyperly obsessed with saying.
What were you saying a lot?
They might just do it like...
Not female dog, but the other beard.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yes.
So, like... Why you know, I... Care if you're in class? I don't know. See, my thing about swearing is... You know, like, words only have as much power as you give them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I go back to caveman times and just give some cavemen a real, like, cussing out, you know, something that would make your mother faint, the caveman isn't going to do anything. So I don't think words can be, like, inherently bad.
So if you don't think any words are inherently bad, then you think you can use the N-word?
I mean, like, so certain words do have history, like the N-word. I can respect that they shouldn't be said just because of the wishes of other people. Just like exactly how I'm not going to say, like, fuck in, like, some class, you know? Just because I have respect for that person. But, you know, like, if it was okay in society to say, I would, and there would be nothing stopping me.
Why'd they already revert it?
No,
They just kept me in the game for, like, a day.
This is kind of a big topic, but what's your opinion on people of that color saying the N-word?
I mean, like, we gotta look at the history. You know, the history is a big thing. Like, White people, in olden times, of course, use that as an oppression term.
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah,
you know, black people, they used it as, like, a brotherhood thing. Like, we're in the same boat, bro.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, I can see why they wouldn't want us, like, saying it. Because it's still, to some extent,
say it even if it was all right to say it.
Like, you know, it, like, it's still, like, a domination term in, like, a lot of the sense. Like,
I think if, on your point, Gary, that if it's a domination, then no one can.
Here's the real question. What is your opinion on mixed people saying the N-word?
I mean, like, that's a tough one for me. Because, like, I don't think I should be, like, the person to decide who gets N-word cards. But, you know, yeah, if they come from that community and they're comfortable with, like, both ends of their heritage, I think that's, up to them to decide.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, I'm not going to be, like, the person who would beat somebody up for saying the N-word.
Yeah, because,
like,
we aren't the person to decide. We are not the people to...
You know, like, I, of course, can't say, like, yeah, if I was black, I wouldn't care if anybody said the N-word. Because I don't know how, like, my life would change if I was black. Like, I could have grown up completely different just by being black.
Every small detail makes a big difference.
Oh, yeah, totally. You know, like, any fact about you, there's some reason for that. You know, like, you may like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, but, like, if I went back in time and I, like, put a finger in one of your first peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, you would not be eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches today. So you could say one of the reasons you like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches is because you've never found, a finger in one.
Ramen noodles, though. I won't lie, I had for, like, 400 days in a row. Not 400, I meant, 4 months.
Well, I enjoy, some ramen noodles. Like,
Hunter, remember that?
Yeah.
Like, what do you do to your noodles? You just eat them, like, normal plan?
No, they were spicy as shite.
Yeah. I just eat them plain.
So I'm actually, like, a real big spice guy on that scent, on that, like, point. Like, I've eaten, like, a few habaneros before. I've been looking for somebody to get a ghost pepper from.
Me and... speaking of the devil...
Yeah.
...ate a, well, not the whole thing, of course not.
Mm-hmm.
But we ate a slither of the Carolina Reaper.
I had 3 slivers, and now I won't eat spicy food. How bad it's just effed me up, man.
Damn, dude.
Now, it did not mess me up. Well, it would have, but I drunk just cup on cup on cup on milk. That it drove me to the thing of wanting to puke so bad.
Yeah, it looks weird.
Mm-hmm.
And that I do not think I would ever eat it again.
And that's understandable.
Not that bad.
Yeah. You know,
hey,
like,
dude.
I do it in creative, though. I don't like it. Like,
yeah.
Because you have to choose. Do you want to have your mouth burn? Or do you want to have the urge to puke?
The pickaxe is different.
Yeah. Or just be a pussy and don't do it. You know, that's always an option.
Well, like, when else am I going to see a ghost met Carolina Reaper in front of my face? That's how I thought of it.
So, like, you know what's crazy to me? People have really, like, manufactured, like, hot sauces that are, like, hotter than the hottest pepper. Like, that's crazy to me.
The hottest pepper in the world now is one made in a lab that no one has ever ate.
Yeah, like, that's probably true. And, like, there's, like, hot sauces, like, that are, like, strong enough to, like, kill a man or something. Have you guys ever seen the YouTube show Hot Ones?
Yes, I watch it every... Isn't it Wednesday or Thursday it gets released?
I think so. One of those two. You ever watch that, Hunter?
Is that where they eat the hot wings?
Yeah, like... The bomb, like, their final, like, form of hot sauce on there is, like, yeah, it's supposed to be, like, 10 times hotter than the hottest pepper.
Well, it's 2 mil. Yeah. That's how hot the hot last one is.
So yeah, like, you know, I wouldn't, like, somebody had to decide, you know, we're gonna make something that hurts people. There's gonna be no point to it.
Oh,
because nobody just eats, like, hot sauces like that, like, up to that level, just because they enjoy it.
That's their pure torture.
Yeah, dude. They literally have to sign a waiver to buy it.
You know, like, I don't see, like, myself ever, like, wanting to try one of those hot sauces. Because it can crumble a man like Shaq. Imagine what it's gonna do to, like...
He didn't even make it to the 2 million one.
Yeah. Gary. But, like, the other one, though, like... The ones before that, like, crumbled him. So imagine what one that was, like, 2 million would do. Like, he would die, and I would die, like, many times over.
Well, to be fair, the dub-on that killed him isn't, like... I didn't think it was even that hot. I don't think it's even a million, the dub-on, or whatever it is.
How many bone-in or bone-out hot wings?
Bone-out.
I'm a bone-out guy.
I'm with Bachman and Gary.
Yeah.
I like just popping them in my mouth. Just one after another.
Too much work, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. Although, I feel like for some foods, like, if you gotta work for them just a little bit, like, in the food, it kind of makes it worth it. Like, when you peel a cheese stick, isn't, like, the cheese stick peel bits, like, the best part?
Yes.
I'm the same way with shrimp. When they have, like, the head and everything on it, and the eyes...
And you gotta work a little bit so it tastes all that much better. Like peanuts, sunflower seeds, all those taste the best
when you work a little bit. I'd break to you, Gary, but I'm gonna have to get off here and take a shower.
Understandable.
Alright, I'll catch you all later.
Alright.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Hunter.
Looks like it's just me and you, Bachman.
Alright, what's up, Gary Bear?
So, back to peanuts. You like peanuts, Bachman?
Yeah. Depends on what kind, though.
Have you ever tried, like, the flavored peanuts? Like, the ones that aren't, like, normal, natural flavored?
Yeah. The ones made in a lab.
Yeah. Like, there are some where it's, like, spicy peanuts. You ever eat spicy peanuts?
Yeah, I have.
Do you enjoy spicy peanuts?
I'm pretty sure, yes. It's been that long.
Like, how old were you when you decided, yeah, I'm gonna eat a spicy peanut?
Whenever my dad put it in front of my face, so I couldn't tell you.
Do you have any good food stories, Bachman?
You can still hear me, Gary, right?
Yeah, I can still hear you.
Alright. I'm thinking. Like, what kind? I have some.
Okay.
Try to help me here.
So, you ever, like, eat an interesting food?
Yes.
Such as?
Well, it's something I made. Mm-hmm. Alright, one time we had... our tap water wasn't working or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we had no water. And the only form of liquid we had was Pepsi. So I threw it in mac and cheese.
Was that good?
Dude, it was tar. It was literally tar.
Did you eat it?
I tried.
What did it taste like?
Ass. It's just awful.
I was really hoping that it would taste good.
Same. When it was made, I thought it would be like the greatest thing ever, but no. Not even close.
So where are you on, like, Pepsi versus Coke?
Honestly, Coke, now that they're both are, like, almost too strong for me now, man.
Love you, Dad.
That, I'm not even sure. But I would have to go Pepsi because my whole family has put Pepsi in front of my face and rarely Coke.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just kind of Pepsi grown, you could say.
Oh, yeah, I feel that. And, like, I feel what you were saying, like, when you said, like, that they're both kind of too strong. Like, I stopped drinking soda, like, in the middle of the summer. And I've tried a few times. And, yeah, I just, like, I can't finish a whole soda because it just makes my stomach upset.
Yeah.
Only drink water, children of the audience.
Well, depends. I say you can drink Gatorade and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't affect a damn thing.
Mm-hmm. Like, what made me want to quit drinking soda was, like, I seen this YouTube video, and it was, like, what would happen if you only drank water for a month? And it, like, listed all these, like, amazing health benefits, like, you'll be able to levitate, and you'll be able to pee without, like, using your hands. And, like, you'll lose all this weight, and it'll be great. But I'm feeling none of that, Bachman.
Gary, that's BS, just so you know. Gary, when I drink 12 pops a day, almost every day, I could pee with no hands.
Oh, no. Like, my wiener is just, like, in a certain position, you know?
Yeah, scary.
To where it naturally sits too high, to where, like, if I'm, like, taking a dump and I'm peeing, you know, like, I have to push it down just a little bit.
Gary, I have that same problem.
So, yeah, then you have to use your hands, Bachman. You couldn't do that before.
Well, I don't pee and poop at the same time. What type of uncultured human are you?
Okay, I gotta get off, Bachman.
Alright.
Say goodnight to the podcast people out there.
Alright, Gary Smith followers. Have a good night, boys.
Night.